Vasilios Gletsos brews beer using ingredients foraged from the Vermont countryside, and no two batches are the same. His brewery is called Wunderkammer Beer Manufacturer. Wunderkammer is a German word for a cabinet of curiosities or a small private museum of memories and found objects. Erica Heilman paid him a visit at his brewery in Albany, Vermont.
What does that sound?
Yeah, I heard that too.
What was that?
It might be something like something weeping. If we see that up
yes.
there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
There's an active fermentation or...
Oh my God, I just want to lick it.
The sound we were hearing is the sound of beer fermenting in huge oak casks, 15 feet underground in a man-made cave in Albany, Vermont. This cave, which once was a cheese cave on land that was once a multi-generational dairy farm, is now a brewery called Wunderkammer Beer Manufacturer, run by Vasilios Gletsos, who mostly goes by Vasily, and this beer is way craftier than most craft beer. You might taste lichen or myrtle bog, goldenrod or burdock, a lot of stuff you can see from your car. Vasily makes his beer in a huge copper kettle cooked over a wood fire. It all feels a little bit medieval or druidic, which makes sense because, unlike most craft brewers who are after that one great flagship beer, Vasily wants to make consistently great beer where no two batches will ever taste the same.
Breweries are kind of more or less kind of assembly factories, you know? They take these raw materials from around the world. They try and implement various processes to get them to behave the same way, to create this flagship beer that is unchanging and irresponsive to seasonality, you know? For me, I really want to make these beers a reflection of the landscape that's around me. I use hops that come from Vermont. I use grains that usually come from New England, if not Vermont. Forcing myself to go out into the landscape and engage with the seasonality.
How often do you taste test these beers?
There's actually one I'm planning on transferring today, and I haven't actually tried it today. I tried it a little bit earlier. Yeah, this is a beer I dedicated to my father. He died a couple of years back. It's a beer made with honey. He was also an amateur beekeeper, yeah. So this is originally a beer that I made shortly after he died.
Do you think he would have liked it?
He was more of a wine person, being a Greek, you know. But yeah, he'd be excited. I'm sure it would make it into the annual letter. You know? Man, those things, I sounded so much better in those things.
We all do.
Yeah. So that's what this version of it is one I made. It was slightly stronger. It uses a lot of a knotweed honey. Huh. So if you're familiar with the invasive knotweed, this is a honey that's made from the knotweed. And yeah, this is a new version that I plan to bottle in the next week or two. So
we're looking at a nail, and you're going to pull this nail out.
Little copper roofing nails that are stuck in the head of the 500-liter sherry puncheon or pipe. This was one, actually, this year I made it with some sumac as well.
So what do you notice?
So just a nice golden color. Yeah, it's definitely got some nice funky pungent kind of aromas going on.
Okay, yeah. Now is there trepidation before you taste it?
Not really, no. I mean, I feel like it's a common character I've been getting in some of my recent fermentations. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a nice kind of citrusy, fruity, and as well as earthy touch to it.
There's a kind of old trope about the way that people talk about wine being like, ah.
Aha.
Like the way that you talk about beer, you have to be specific because you make it. You have to be able to articulate what it is you're experiencing.
Uh-huh.
If I walked in and started talking about beer with the number of adjectives, people would throw me out of the bar. That's what I'm saying.
I get that. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not a beer writer, so I don't necessarily feel obliged to be able to articulate all the adjectives, but I feel like a chef. They're looking for, they can isolate a specific kind of flavor, and they can look through the rest of the noise and see what it is that they're looking for, and or where, what needs to be enhanced or anything like that. I feel like beer is similar in that kind of fashion.
Where do you sell? Where is your beer sold?
Yep. I have a distribution company, so I actually distribute the beer myself. I drive it around. And it's in a lot of the sort of likely candidates here in northern Vermont. So I go out to Burlington, I go to Waterbury, go to Montpelier, I go to Waitsfield. I basically go as far as I can distribute beer in a day. And you're not always going to find it, because I'll make a delivery and it'll be gone in, 3-4 weeks, and you'll probably never see that beer again in most cases. Because I'm not.
So good luck out there, everybody.
Okay. Oh, no, I think with a little bit of effort, it's possible to get it. You might not get the one that somebody tried that one time, but you'll get whatever I'm up to next.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.